Wilhelm Reich, exactly as you say, died in prison. When he was served with a warrant to appear in court to argue in defense of his invention, which had been seized, he simply said, "What does the government have to do with science? This is ridiculous." He did not appear. He was arrested. He was put in prison. And then he died. And his books, as you say, were burned. Devices were seized and destroyed. They were all based on this idea of an energy particle called the orgone. And, what was he trying to do? Just as you said, he was trying to help people. He was trying to develop a new form of energy. That's all he was doing. And for that, he was basically shut down and eventually put in prison where he died.
You know, he claimed that a lot of this he could grab out of the atmosphere. And you know what? It is uncanny that a harp could be very close to what he created and might also be manipulating weather. Very similar.
Well, some of his devices, actually, which he called cloud busters, which plugged into nothing, were used to modify weather in the sense that they could dissolve clouds. And he proved that many times. These experiments have been duplicated, devices have been built, and they're quite remarkable and quite simple. And then, of course, there was a therapeutic use as well for what he called an orgone accumulator. A person would sit inside a large box that was constructed, and this energy would flow in, kind of a revitalization machine. And it just went so much against the tide of conventional inventions that he was automatically labeled a fraud. And this is another one of these great tragedies where a genius, you know, is completely suppressed.
They go after him. It's almost as if whoever is out there to suppress these people, they must have so much money and so much clout that they get this stuff done. And, they put these people away. It's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. In fact, I'm looking right now here at the 1951 Invention Secrecy Act.
What the heck is that?
I mean, this is a smoking gun. This is a law that was passed, of course, at the height of the Cold War under the rubric of national security, by which new inventions could be gagged and suppressed by the U.S. Patent Office for national security reasons. And most of these inventions that have been suppressed, we're talking about somewhere between 5 and 6,000, relate to nuclear aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, by best estimates, I would say, several hundred that have to do with some form of alternative energy. And I also have, from Gene Manning's terrific book called The Coming Energy Revolution, a sample of a secrecy order sent out to an inventor, which simply says to the applicant above named, etc., his heirs, blah, 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 "You are hereby notified that your application," meaning for an invention, "as above identified, has been found to contain subject matter, the unauthorized disclosure of which might be detrimental to the national security, and you are ordered to no wise publish or disclose the invention or any material information with respect thereto, including hitherto unpublished details of the subject matter of said application," etc., etc. I mean, this is Title 35 U.S. States Code, United States Code, Chapter 17.
I mean, was there a paranoia going on here, John, or was it a suppression because of money, or both?
Well, both, but now I think we can, get into what I would call the secret society aspect of this if we trace it back far enough, because, yes, this was a law that involved a lot of Cold War paranoia, but alternative energy inventions have definitely been suppressed under this Invention Secrecy Act. And if we go back far enough, we're looking at organizations like the British Round Table, formed by Cecil Rhodes, let's say late 19th century, begins to get very powerful early 20th century, spin-offs of this, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, and the Bilderberger Group in Europe, and a connection into IG Farben, the infamous Nazi chemical cartel. And what you begin to see is that one of the agendas of these interlinked groups that have a secret aspect is to colonize the planet, to, you know, really sum it up, and in the process to take over the resources of the planet, which first and foremost means oil. They see this, as I mentioned earlier, as one of the keys to their monopoly. If they can convince the world that oil is the only real viable energy, mm-hmm. and we control all that oil, then we control the world. And there is a very interesting mind control aspect to this, because, of course, people have to be convinced that this is really the only energy available of any use, and there isn't any other. And what better way in the United States during the Cold War to put this into effect than to pass an Invention Secrecy Act, whereby the patent office can simply say to you, very interesting engine you just invented, we don't really understand it, we're looking over your application, and we've decided that you may not speak to this about this to anyone, and you may not move forward with this invention, and you will be denied a patent, and if you break this rule, you can be put in prison.